The Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. You might remember last week when we spoke about Patrick the Pony. This is the pony in the UK, Cockington in England. Patrick has become the mayor of Cockington and is a therapy pony, but is now banned from the pub. And I thought, well, we need to get to the bottom of this. So let's go and have a chat to their owner in the UK right now. Kirk is on the line via Facebook. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning.
It is getting late there in the UK, and so I just want to thank you for sticking around for us, mate. But I want to have a chat to you because we mentioned about Patrick last week and the situation about him being banned now from the pub. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so basically what happened is somebody put a complaint into the council about an interaction pen in the Drumming Garden, and that's where Patrick sort of meets disabled people and people that are very vulnerable, so they sort of lie on the grass with him, and he's very chilled out with them. But yeah, Patrick, unfortunately, we've got to take that interaction pen down now because somebody's complained to the council. And Patrick's a big part of like Cockington, like he's a mayor of Cockington, you know, the animal mayor. And that means basically it's just a good news story. Like, you know, he just goes around sort of opening things up. It could be like a new school or just going to a church fete. You know, it's all good fun, harmless fun, basically. And and somebody made a complaint to the council, which is a bit unfair and a bit sad for a lot of people.
And a lot of people are upset about it too, Kirk. I know, I mean, Patrick's a four-year-old Shetland pony and is what, like a therapy pony kind of thing, I guess, is probably the best way to put it with helping people.
Yeah, so Patrick, during lockdown, where everybody was self-isolating, myself and Hannah, my wife, we still had to go out and feed the horses and, you know, still work. We didn't get paid, you know, like a lot of people that are self-employed. Very difficult times for us all. So what we did was is that we filmed Patrick going around Cockington Village, which is a tourist destination in Torquay. And it's full of beautiful thatched cottages, a typical sort of old-fashioned English village. And a lot of people on social media were like saying, please keep posting these beautiful pictures of Patrick walking around Cockington and doing lifeies because it's helping our mental health. So we just kept doing that and we were just so happy. It gave delight to people. And we have got some fans in Australia as well. And we had a particular lady in Australia that was going through a very difficult time in her life. Her husband was really ill. And she said a source of inspiration in the morning was to see pictures and videos of Patrick, and she put that message on our Facebook page like many do, and we're just totally blown away by it. And you know, that's why we keep doing what we do, because you know, Patrick has helped a lot of people out.
Do you think maybe it's someone who was upset that Patrick became mayor, you know, maybe, you know, they were disappointed they missed out or something? I don't know.
I don't know what you call them in Australia, but we call them a sour grape.
yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, and basically this person doesn't live in the village, used to many, many years ago, but doesn't now. And he sometimes can stick his nose in. And and this was just really a good, fun, light-hearted thing for Patrick to become mayor of Cockington because of all the good works he's done around the UK and all over the world. Like I said to you, the social media page, which obviously you've had a look on, which is Facebook page, The Adventures of Patrick the Pony. So if your listeners want to join that page and see what Patrick gets up to, more than welcome to. But yeah, we were like, you know, just devastated because my wife and myself, we were very teary about taking the pen down because it meant so much for people. It was just like, I would say about 10% of our work was in Cockington because we visit schools, hospitals, intensive care wards. But it was there for the, you know, the community in Cockington and people that like to visit Cockington and meet Patrick. So it was really sad.
Well, Kirk, it is sad. And but thank you for the work that you and your wife, Hannah, do, because I know it would bring a lot of smiles to a lot of people. So, mate, and once again, thanks for staying up and having a chat to us this morning here in Australia.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some good news, you know, in a few weeks' time, because I know there's some people contacting us saying that they would like to put a an interaction pen up somewhere else for us. So hopefully we'll have some really good news. But yeah, thank you, everybody in Australia, for your support and yourself.
No worries at all, mate. You have a great night there.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, sour grapes. Apparently it's someone who just likes to stick their nose in every now and then. There's another word I could probably think of, which is, you know, maybe Just a pain in the... You can go and check it out. We'll put a photo up on our Facebook page of Patrick the Pony as well. This is Triple M.